There was a woman who wanted to strike a deal with God. Her thoughts went something like this: I will give you certain things in my life, but right now I can't give you everything. I know that about myself. I've studied self-awareness and I've read a lot of books and gone to a lot of lectures, and I know that I'm not quite ready to give you everything, but would you take the few things I can give you? Now, she knew that God was not going to answer her back. She was not crazy. She was just confused. So she pretended like she heard God say, okay, I'll take the parts of your life you're ready to give me, and I'll let you hold on to the parts that you can't let go of yet. She felt 50% better, but she thought that 50% would be enough. And her life unfolded like lives are wont to do. Some good things happened to her and some bad things happened to her. And she never knew what to ascribe the good things to or why the bad things happened. She just had this feeling that one day when she was ready, she would give God everything, but not today. She knew it wouldn't be today. Today she had to keep a modicum of control. She had to, after all, keep her marriage alive. She had to take care of children, and she had a part-time job. And she herself had to steer the car down the highway. It was just not time for her to let God say, hop in the back seat, and from now on I'll drive everything in your life. He was a part-time chauffeur. And she thought, that's a pretty good deal. That's a good gig for God. I'm sure he has a lot of part-time chauffeuring drives. And she went on her merry way. The children grew up, moved away. The marriage was still there, but it was pretty dry, pretty arid. And she still had 50% control over her life. Until one day she got very ill and found herself in the hospital. At that point, she became a foxhole prayer, asking God to now take over 100% control of her life, because she had only one prayer: heal me, God, heal me. And he did heal her physical body, and she was very grateful for that, grateful that she had a part-time chauffeur that at times would take over and drive the journey, drive the journey back to health. But she still, in her heart, had not given him a full-time job. She got older. The marriage broke up. And she now lived alone in a condo. She had a few friends. She had challenges, as everyone does as they grow older. She had kept faith alive, but she still hadn't given God a full-time job yet. And then one day, she decided to fire him altogether. She had this thought: God has been driving my life, or half of my life, for most of my life, and my life is miserable. I'm going to fire God, and this is going to be a do-it-yourself job from now on. She knew God heard that, because instantly her life went to rack and ruin. Just that quick, in the snap of a finger, it all hit the fan. She felt an overwhelming sense of futility. And she knew that God would quickly find another part-time chauffeuring job, that it didn't bother him at all. But it bothered her because now she was completely in her head. And the head is no place to live. It's very crowded in there. It can't even hold one person comfortably. So she decided to go and consult a gypsy fortune teller, because that's what people do when they really get desperate. She went to the gypsy fortune teller and she crossed her palm with silver, just like in all the apocryphal tales. And the gypsy fortune teller was disgustingly fake, down to the turban and the glass crystal gazing ball, and it was terrible. And the gypsy told her something surprising. She said, "I don't see anything in your life. Everything is dark in this crystal ball. I'm sorry, but I'm going to give you your money back." She didn't want her money back. She wanted to know how to get out of Dead Endsville. But she put the money in her pocket and went back home and sat there in total darkness, total blackout conditions. The phone didn't ring. The postman didn't bring any cheerful news. Nobody emailed her. Her life had just gone on a complete blackout. Not a brownout, but a blackout. The thought crawled across her mind like the crawl on CNN. Where is God? Is he still available for work? Can I still hire him? She sure didn't know. But at this point, she knew that God wouldn't want to be in charge of this darkness, because who would? Who would want to drive such a disaster in her depression, darkened and deepened? And she sat with it, like you would sit with a corpse in an Irish wake, let's say. She sat there, and she mourned her life, and she mourned her failures. And this is where the story takes a turn for the best, for the better at least. Because in that very giving up, a glimmer of hope arose. She saw her helplessness. She saw her failure. And one small part of her knew that she would ask God to take over the entire mess, because it was just too much for her. She also knew in that moment that she was speaking of the God within, because there really is no God out there alone driving different bits and pieces of lives for us. It's all or nothing. The chauffeur was waiting until she had admitted that her life was nothing but disaster. And that's when she turned it all over. Thanks for listening.